KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly sunny sky. We're currently at 29 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said today in a statement that due to the forecast of increasingly high winds the next few days, they are advising no burning of any type in and around Atlantic or, for that matter, in Cass County. Fire danger conditions will worsen as winds dry out vegetation, and even though it may appear conditions are favorable due to recent precipitation, McNeese said it will quickly become a greater hazard. Winds will make any type of wildland fire difficult to control and will spread quickly to many areas that are virtually inaccessible due to the wet soil conditions, thereby hampering firefighters gaining access. McNeese said also the burning of trash and burn barrels will also be a risk and is not advised. As always, anyone wanting to burn any time is asked to contact their local fire chief for consultation. Several departments are trained to conduct controlled prescribed burns should landowners need to do a mid-management burn or simply wish to clear areas of their land. But for now, the next few days, they strongly advise no burning of any type in and around Cass County. In a bit of an update to our story last hour, the Atlantic Fire Department was dispatched at around 6:50 this morning to a truck fire on eastbound Interstate 80 near mile marker 56. Apparently, the truck had been dragging a blown tire that caught fire, according to dispatch reports. Authorities at the scene said substantial damage was done to the semi-tractor in the engine compartment area, but the trailer was undamaged. There were no injuries reported. The fire was extinguished by around 7:20 a.m. A man felled by toxic gas inside of a northwest Iowa hog confinement barn has won nearly $1.2 million for his injuries. An O'Brien County jury hearing the lawsuit trial found property owner Patrick Probst negligent for the 2014 incident and on Tuesday awarded Thomas Mook the money. Probst had been pumping manure from a pit under the barn. Mook was power washing October 16th of 2014. The pumping caused hydrogen sulfide to be released. Mook contended the barn had not been adequately ventilated before he arrived the next morning to continue the work. He was overcome when he entered the barn office and subsequently was hospitalized and underwent 2 years of physical therapy. His attorney said Mook suffered two strokes resulting in brain damage that left him with partial short-term memory loss. A man from Polk County was arrested Thursday afternoon in Creston for violating the terms of his Fort Des Moines work release program by escape. 30-year-old Saul Alexi Cortez of Des Moines was arrested at around 4:52 p.m. at 800 West Taylor Street in Creston. Cortez was being held at the Union County Jail while awaiting transport to Polk County. In other news, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce kicked off its 2018 Total Resource Campaign, or TRC, this week. It's a six-week fundraising campaign supported by YGM and led locally by Chamber staff, business professionals, and dedicated volunteers. Bailey Smith, Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said that TRC has allowed the Chamber to offer more business resources to its members and increase community activities. Last year's campaign, she said, raised over $90,000. It goes toward business-based activities as well as community events like Atlantic Fest and Christmas in Atlantic. And Smith said they're excited to offer their membership new opportunities as well as surpass last year's total to keep serving our membership in a positive way. YGM is a professional consulting firm that works closely with nonprofit organizations, specifically chambers of commerce, to help increase fundraising efforts and build better memberships. The company offers sales training and innovative web-based technology to assist volunteers, business sponsors, and chamber staff throughout the entire campaign. YGM consultant Joyce Powell said the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is one of our smaller clients, but has done a fantastic job offering diverse sponsorships covering all markets. The first TRC in Atlantic was held in 2012 and since then has more than doubled the normal sponsorship dollars and streamlined many of the Chamber's efforts, transforming it into a better organization, according to Smith. The Total Resource Campaign wouldn't be made possible, she said, without the dedication of volunteers. Volunteers help to connect the membership and drive the campaign's success. Volunteers serve as advocates for the Chamber and community, and Bailey Smith went on to say that they meet and network with other volunteers from our area's leading businesses. These dedicated volunteers share their enthusiasm for the great work the Chamber does for the area. They meet with the Chamber businesses to help them find the best sponsorship for their business needs. And without that, she said that we couldn't do it without them. The Total Resource Campaign is going on now till April 11th. You can contact the Atlantic Chamber for any questions at 243-3017 or stop by the Rock Island Depot at 102 Chestnut Street. Adair County ISU Extension has rescheduled their on-farm research coffee and conversation event. That'll be held next Monday, March the 5th at the Warren Cultural Center's Green Room. That's on the east side of the town square in Greenfield. The program begins at 10 a.m. Monday. Aaron Soigling, ISU Extension field agronomist, along with Jim Rogers, ISU research farm specialist, will be speaking about current agronomy practices and demonstration trials in Iowa. The event is free and open to the public. It's sponsored by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. For more information, contact Adair County ISU Extension at 641-743-4812. Another community in northwest Iowa is reporting the appearance of counterfeit cash. A bank and a business in Lamar's were both passed bogus bills in the past few weeks. Fakes have also turned up recently in Spencer, Storm Lake, and Grettinger. Lamar's Police Chief Kevin Vendevegi said that everyone should know some key ways to distinguish real from fake currency.
The bills will have a watermark, so if you tip them, you should see a shadow of a different picture in there. The bills will have a change of color, so looking straight on, a particular point in the bill will be a constant color if you turn it at a 45 degree angle.
One of the recent incidents in Lamar's involved a fake $50 bill, which was clearly a counterfeit, while the other case involved a $100 bill that was marked for motion picture use only. Unfortunately, that he says that movie currency looks realistic and is readily available over the internet. The chief says anyone who handles money should keep a sharp eye out for the counterfeits.
A big one that you can't forget is just the feel of the bill. And how does it feel on your hand? Does it feel too heavy? Does it feel too light? When you hold a bill on your hand, you should feel ridges, because the U.S. Mint puts raised ink on those bills.
Magic marker style pens that are made specifically for checking the authenticity of the bills are a must for any business, he says, that takes in a lot of big bills.
You can buy these readily online. They're inexpensive. Matter of fact, we looked yesterday. There was a 5-pack for $7. So you can jump right on the internet and buy them.
The chief says he believes the two recent cases in Lamar's are not connected, as the types of fake cash that was passed were different. A woman from Glenwood has announced her bid to become the combined Mills Fremont County Attorney. Republican Nada Elliott said in a statement, "I have proven to be tough on crime in Mills County, and I will carry that philosophy to the Fremont County office. As an experienced prosecutor," she says, "I know the devastating effect crime has on its victims, and the main priority is to seek justice and give those victims a voice." The current Mills County Attorney intends to run for the newly created multi-county office after the Fremont County Attorney Brenda Byrd announced that she's not running for re-election. And a Guthrie County native who currently serves as the Fremont County Attorney has announced that she intends to seek the county attorney's job in Guthrie County. Republican Brenna Byrd announced her candidacy on Thursday. Byrd, who is 41, maintains a private law practice in addition to being the attorney for Fremont County. She's been an attorney for the past 17 years. She was born in Guthrie Center and is from Dexter. Her maiden name was Finley before she married. Byrd was appointed in November of 2016 to serve for the remainder of the current term as the Fremont County Attorney. And in a statement, she said she's looking forward to the opportunity to serve her home community. "If elected to serve as your county attorney," she said, "I will work with law enforcement to keep Guthrie County safe." She added that she's tough on crime as a prosecutor and will aggressively prosecute crimes in Guthrie County. Her past experience includes serving as chief of staff and counsel for Congressman Steve King and counsel to Governor Terry Branstad. Brenna Byrd was also a Republican Party nominee for Attorney General of Iowa in 2010. She taught at the University of Iowa Law School and received her undergraduate degree at Drake University and her Juris Doctor degree from the University of Chicago Law School. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.